Before I get into this word, I just want to say that this is a message that the Lord is preaching specifically about African Americans and the attack on our minds. And I'm going to be very, very sensitive about how I release this word, because this is not a word of accusation. It's not a word of judgment, but it's a word of exposure of how the hearts of many African Americans have been just overwhelmed with offense because of some of the things that African Americans have endured. And I'm obviously an African American man, but the Lord is tenderhearted and he's compassionate and he wants healing in this area. And so if you're a person that knows that you might deal with anger towards certain people, even if it's not against another ethnicity, but just anger, the Lord wants to heal you. And the Lord is revealing through a dream from the Spirit of God how we've been impacted, even influenced to be offended. And the Lord wants to heal us. And so I'm going to get into this word now, but I just wanted you to hear me say that this is not because I'm picking on African Americans. This is a spirit dream. This is a prophetic dream in time in the Lord that he gave me insight as to what it is he's doing in the body, specific in the African American portion of the body. We are all one body, one people, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And we should all have one mind and be speaking the same thing. There is a diversity, however, in the body, and there are diverse ways that the enemy attacks certain parts of the body, depending on our experience, our upbringing, and yes, our ethnicity. The enemy uses that to try and to kill us, steal, kill, and destroy. And so even if you're not African-American, this is a word for you. You could pray. If you are African-American, I don't want you to change the channel or be upset and turn away because you feel like you're being picked on. This is the Lord. And he sees us for who we are, and he sees how we've been attacked. He wants to heal us. And so let me pray, and then I'm going to get into the word of the Lord. Father, I thank you for this time in the Spirit. I pray you soothe us and comfort us. You said that you will comfort us. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. There is trauma that many in African American experience have endured, and you promise comfort. And so I pray that comfort now, even as I release this word. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. So I'm going to tell you about this dream. And in this dream, I had a friend, and his name was Black Thought. That's his name. And we were watching a television show. It was an African-American host. A hip-hop artist was the host. And it was just a talk show. And so he and I were sitting down, and we were watching this talk show, and they were interviewing celebrities on the show. So these were influential people. And the show was centered in Washington, D.C. And so my spirit language, my dream language, when anything happens in Washington, I know the Lord is talking about something on a national scale. And so this is something that has to do with African Americans, people in America who have an African descent. They're of African descent. This is about all African Americans. The Lord is concerned about something that has impacted all African Americans in some form or fashion at varying levels and different degrees. But it's the scheme and the manifestation of the consequences of that scheme that the Lord is concerned about. And so as we were watching this show, I was telling this fellow named Black Thought. So this is a person who represents the thought processes that some African Americans are experiencing and how their minds have been impacted and attacked, simply put. And I was just sharing this TV show with him. I wanted to spend time with him just as a friend. And he did something that didn't make sense. He turned to me suddenly and he says, "Why do you talk to me like I'm your son?" And so immediately I wanted to respond out of anger myself, and I didn't. I caught myself and I quieted my spirit. I said, "I'm sorry. I didn't mean to upset you. I just wanted to share this show with you and watch this show." And so I wasn't trying to be like his dad and force him to do something. But that's how he felt, like he was being treated. And so in the African-American experience, what the Lord is exposing is that we have not been fathered well. We have been experiencing the detriment of not being fathered well in the natural. And that the only father really that can father us perfectly is the Father himself. But that there is an offense related to not being fathered well. And there's an offense of feeling, offense associated with feeling like being disrespected, not affirmed, not honored. And let's just say it, that has been the African-American experience, dishonor and disrespect. And so there is an offense that can come. What does the Bible say? that a root of bitterness can take hold. And what we're seeing in this dream is there is a root of bitterness that can possibly impact people with the African-American experience. And so if you're not African-American, you can hang on and still listen to this word, because you can learn how to pray for your brother and your sister in the African-American experience. And so in the natural, there is a hip hop artist named Black Thought, and he did look like him, but I know this was metaphorical. So I'm not saying this has been his specific experience. It's quite possible that it is. And this is not a word for him specifically. This is a word for African Americans to know how the enemy has tried to impact you through trauma of your experience to bring you into a place of offense and through bitterness. And the Lord wants to get that root out. He wants to heal you from offense and bitterness. Glory to God. But in the natural, Black Thought is from Philadelphia, which is the city of brotherly love. So we know we're talking about Christians. In my dream language, anything that happens in Philadelphia is about the body of Christ. So this word is for people in Christ who are African American, who the Lord is focusing his attention on. He wants you to know that he's hurting for you because you felt like people mistreat you, disrespect you, and dishonor you. And for people who are not African American, this is actually a place for us to kind of all have a collective deep breath and release ourselves into the realities that God sees that African Americans have been and continue to be traumatized and oppressed. And that doesn't excuse certain behaviors that come from being offended and bitter. But what we do need to see, though, is the compassion that Jesus has for people of African American descent who are impacted by trauma in this life. They are impacted by trauma in this life. So as I began to minister to him that, hey, man, I'm sorry, I just wanted to share something with you, Black Thought calmed down. And I mentioned to him, hey, man, I've been listening to you since the beginning. And this is the thing. A lot of African Americans feel like they have not been heard. And the Lord hurts for you. The Lord has been listening to you. The Bible says, I cried out to the Lord and he heard me. I sought the Lord and he heard me. The Lord hears you. The world might not hear you, but the Lord hears you. And this is where the Lord wants to minister to somebody right now. The Lord wants you to know he hears and he understands your pain. And he wants you to leave that pain with him. He wants you to let him have it in the name of Jesus. And I ministered to this brother and I said, I've been listening to you from the beginning. I said this to him. And in the natural, again, he's a hip hop artist. And a lot of hip hop actually expresses the experience of African Americans, the dark side of being African American, you know, crime and misogyny and hatred, feeling like they've been abandoned and having to basically find their life in misogyny and wealth. The pain is expressed very much so in hip hop. And so to say I hear you is very important. It's not godly music, but we need to understand the experience so that we can have compassion. Jesus understands. He wants us all to understand. And if you're African American, Jesus wants you to know he understands and he hears you. And Black Thought, by the Spirit, I knew, just wanted to have a real friend. He just wanted to be respected and have a real friend. He didn't want someone to befriend him because of the fact of who he is, meaning that he was an influential person or that he's famous or a celebrity. He didn't want to be manipulated and used. And I believe the Lord is saying to African Americans, he sees that you feel like you've been manipulated, used, and abused, and that people don't listen, they don't understand, you've been inadequately treated and dishonored and disrespected. He hears all of that, but he wants to root up that bitter root. Glory to God. And I saw this in Black Thought. When I said, I heard you, I saw a sudden shift in his demeanor. And this is what is the moral of the story. God wants to shift your mind and your heart. I saw the anger and the bitterness and the judgment leave him as I loved him. And this is the work of God. He wants that anger and judgment and bitterness inside of you to be relieved and removed. Glory to God. And as I was ministering to the Lord through this, asking him about this dream, I heard the Lord say that there is a power of the influencer that has impacted the African-American community. So people who are celebrities, remember we were watching this celebrity show. Celebrities have been impacting. And so I thought of this dream when I heard about, I didn't see it, I heard about Jay-Z's speech at the Grammys saying that some people were gonna be robbed that night. I thought of that, I thought of this dream when I heard about African-American pastors demanding that the United States take the side of the Gazans who have been killed, because they see it as they see what's going on there with Israel taking so many lives. They see it as genocidal. And there's and I'm just telling you, what the Spirit of the Lord has revealed to me, that there is a bitterness and an anger in the African-American community that sometimes can impact our ability to judge rightly. And we see things from a lens that is somewhat discolored, and there are some filters there. And so I thought of this dream when I heard about the group of African-American pastors that were saying that there should be a ceasefire and that Israel was committing genocide. Well, you know, I don't want to get into arguing, but I don't believe the Lord wants Israel to back off of eliminating Hamas. I don't think the Lord wants Israel to back off of being very aggressive to find and root out an organization that has been hiding in plain sight among its own people, using people as the human shields. And I think it's a very difficult situation, because there are hostages involved, and Hamas wants to use hostages that they have that are Israeli in order to set free thousands of terrorists. And so we really have to be careful. And so I'm not criticizing them. I understand and I hear them. And so does Jesus. I understand and I hear them. But I do believe there is an offense the Lord is exposing the African-American community. And if we have that, we don't need to hide from that. We need to say, yeah, I'm offended, or I'm easily offended, or I get offended about certain things that have to do with ethnicity. When I see people mistreated, I see that happening to my people. And that is something God wants to set us free from. He wants us to be impartial, to judge perfectly, righteous judgment. And further in this dream, I saw this happening with the younger generation. I saw a young man, and I saw him basically projecting insults on the face of an older gentleman. This was an African-American young man, and he was projecting insults on an older African-American man. And the power of the influencer, the power of the celebrities, and how they get offended, and they have such a strong impact and influence when they voice their opinions in public circles, that people in the African-American community latch onto that, and they become offended, and they begin to lash out. And so this young person was lashing out at the older generation that he did not respect. And so what the Lord began to minister to me about was how the younger generation, those who are in their 20s and younger, are insulting the older generation. And the older are the ones that should be the ones they respect and get counsel and mentorship from. And they're missing out on growth and maturation because of the power of the influencer on TikTok and Instagram and YouTube, who's telling them they should be angry and telling them they should just go and make as much money as they want, who's making music that says you should mistreat women. And there are young women now who are hip hop artists that are telling young women, yeah, use your body to get what you want. It's being a boss. It's bitterness. It's anger. It's a feeling of not being understood and feeling powerless that's coming through. And the Lord hears you and he understands, but he wants to set you free from that. And he doesn't want you to miss out on being developed and growing. These were improper jokes this young man was projecting on older people. And he was being very disrespectful. I knew it was hurtful to the older gentleman. And this is a generational thing the Lord was revealing to me, that many have lost respect for people that they need to help them grow and mature. They've lost honor for their elders, not just African-American elders, but all elders. They think they've got it figured out. And the Lord is saying this is a root of bitterness. The Bible says in Romans 12 and 10, let's get to the word, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. There's Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. Black Thought in the Naturals from Philadelphia. In my dream, he's a representative of Christian African-Americans, and we should be walking in brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another, regardless of ethnicity. If you're angry and bitter and you cannot give honor and preference to someone because they don't look like you and you feel like they've oppressed you and their people have oppressed you, then there's a deliverance in store for you. God has the freedom for you. 1 Peter 5 and 5 says, likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you, not just younger, all of you be submissive to one another. Can you submit to someone who's not African-American if you're an African-American? And I'm saying this because I believe the Lord wants us to be set free, but he doesn't want us to hide from our flesh. We won't get set free if we think nothing's wrong. And it says, be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. It's hard to be humble when you're offended. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. God wants you to first submit to him, and then you can be humble before others. Even if your flesh wants to rise up because you don't want to respect people who you feel don't listen to you. God wants to set us free from this. The Lord says he wants you to be under his influence, not the influence of celebrities who, just because they're rich, feel they can say what they want, but they're not speaking the heart of God. If they're not speaking the heart of God, what they're giving you is poison. What they're giving you is more poison, more venom, more hatred, more anger, more wrath, more offense. And the enemy wants you to stay right there. We're not going to take this bait, y'all. For my brothers and sisters who are African American, we need to stop eating of this venom, this bait. It's causing us to languish where we should be thriving in areas of our lives. We're playing the blame game. And the Lord is saying, no, let me heal you. So you can give preference to one another, regardless of ethnicity and skin tone, no matter if you feel like or if you even know that you're not being heard. The Lord is saying, I know you're not being heard. I know you have not been understood. I know you've not been honored and you have been disrespected. Yes, but I still ask you to humble yourself under my mighty hand and submit yourselves to others. Ephesians 5 and 18, it says, do not be drunk with wine, which is dissipation, meaning it's not good for you, but be filled with the Spirit. Holy Spirit, I pray you come now and minister to where people are angry right now, maybe even angry that I'm saying this. And I pray that that's confirmation that there's a need for healing, God, that you don't want us to be offended. Glory to God. I pray you give us holy anger that desires righteousness, but that we can do so without filters. You said, how can we remove the speck from our brother's eye when we have a beam in our own eye? God, remove the beam in our heart. You said, out of the heart are the issues of our lives. So you said, keep your heart with all diligence. You said, ponder the path of your life. Ponder the path of your steps and your life will be established. Lord, straighten us out. I pray you relieve us. I pray people cry out and say, I don't want to be like this anymore. I don't want to be looking outward. I don't want to see the outward appearance. I want to see the heart and I want to be prayerful. I want to be compassionate toward people, not angry. Relieve me from bitterness, oh God. I pray people cry out for this and receive the healing that you have for them in the name of Jesus. Amen. I do pray for that humility for you. If you're African American or not, if you know that you have a root of bitterness and you're angry, he doesn't want you to have your thoughts impacted by your skin tone. Remember, in this dream, the friend who was offended at me and I wasn't even doing anything wrong, his name was Black Thought. There's a way the enemy wants African Americans to think. He wants African Americans to be angry and offended. He wants African Americans to have a certain way of thinking. The Bible says you have the mind of Christ. The Lord hears you. You have been dishonored. You are dishonored. You have been disrespected. You are disrespected. You have not been heard. You are not heard. But he hears you and he understands. And he wants you to walk out your soul's salvation. Work it out in Jesus' name. Don't be mad at me. I pray the love of God is so apparent in this message. No matter if you're African American or not, be in prayer. If you have a root of bitterness, allow the Lord to dig it out. Repent. Repent because he's resisting the proud. Repent. Lord, I repent for being offended. I'm a sinner, saved by grace, and so is everyone else, a sinner. And so I've been forgiven, so I must forgive as well. The Bible says if you don't forgive your brother, then he won't forgive you. There is a withholding of blessing when we don't forgive. And sometimes we can't forgive because we have this root of bitterness. God, I pray now the ministry of Holy Spirit to root out bitterness in the lives of the listener and the watcher right now in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 If you're not mad at me, go to faithfireworldwide.com. Get more of the words of the Lord that we've been releasing. Our mission is revival in the church and awakening in the world. You can sign up for our newsletter there. You can give into this ministry. You can learn more about our international crusades and revivals and our community outreach and revivals here in North Carolina. We hope to expand that into the nation and expand our international ministry as well. But we need monthly donors. And so if that's something you feel called to do, we say thank you in advance. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May he lift his countenance upon you. And may he give you peace in the name of Jesus. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.